Paul began here. I love this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. You know, I thought to myself the other day when I was thinking, there is no way I can compare myself to Paul. If you write your name there, put your name there instead of Paul. Put your title, what do? Your profession. In Christ by the will of God. To God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ. It's amazing that Paul, in his writing, first he focused solely on what Christ has done. Say, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he began. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, bless you and I, in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be the holy and blameless, to be holy and blameless in his sight. And then he said, in love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Christ Jesus in accordance with his pleasure and will. To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one that he loves. Then he said, in him we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sins according to his riches of grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and the understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the time reaches their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth under Christ. In him, he said again, you were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who are the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believe, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. The book is divided into two. One is all that God did, and all we are going to do. We are not saved by our works or good deeds, but God save us for good works and good deeds. This is a powerful, powerful book. It's a short book, and it's vitally important that we maybe take this challenge to immerse ourselves to the book. Now, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, as we read, has a wide range of doctrine. But there is one thing that stands out here. It's like let me a strategy for us in our identity. If you are insecure about who you are in Christ, read this book. If you are struggling with whatever you're struggling with, please read this book. Praise be to God the Father. What he's saying that God is the source of everything. That every blessing comes from God. Amen? And that's an absolute truth that we need to know. Every blessing comes from God. And it's talked about here that he chose us in him. He adopted us in him. And all these wonderful and glorious things that God has done to us. He's reminding us of who we are. Because many times we forget who we are. Let me just tell you a story. There was a couple story that I've heard. They adopted two little kids. And then one day, the couple were called by the principal if they can come to the school because something about their son. So they came to the school, and they sat down. The principal said, "Listen, we love your kid. He's a good kid. Everybody want to be around him. He is wonderful, but there is a challenge here. He's been telling other kids that I am special. He's saying to them, my parents, they chose me. But you, they are stuck with you." Yeah? And that's what he's been saying to the kids. But he's adopted. The whole idea that God chose us. That he brought us as his own. And he lavished his love to us. And all this promise, he made us be part of even his inheritance. And he planned this even before time. You are valuable. You are accepted. You are significant in the eyes of our Father. And he did that, made it available through his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we put our faith. We became part of this family. And Paul is reminding us to never forget the things that God has done for you. Never. My walk with God in Christ, how I live my Christian lives, is dependent and rooted out of what Christ and the knowledge I have in all that he did for me. Because it'll save me from this is my doing. This is incredible. That Christ, that God thought of you and I, even before we were born. So what does it mean that we are not here by accident? Amen? God is working, and he says here, he adopted us. He chose us in him before creation. He adopted us to sonship in Christ Jesus. And he says here in verse 8 that he lavished on us. My daughter went to her friends yesterday. Then 7 o'clock in the evening, I couldn't find her in the house. She's supposed to be there. You know? We got her a cheap phone, you know, so we can track her. So she started, the neighbor's just there. So you go to your friends, but you have to be here before dark. And then I was frustrated as a father. Where is she? What is going on? You know, I call her phone and she didn't answer. And then finally, somebody picked up the phone, and I heard this sweet, tender voice of my little girl, and everything just gone. And I hear, "Daddy," oh, okay, all the frustration, all this thing is gone. That's my baby. And I want you to know that that's how God sees us. He sees you. He loves you, us. How did we know that he loves us? Paul described everything that he did for us. That's something. And he says here on the last verse, "And you were also included in Christ when you heard the message." So he's talking to the Gentiles. He was talking about himself first, about salvation. He said that we, who are the first to put our hope in Christ, Paul is talking because he's a Jew and he's also a believer in Christ Jesus. And then he's reminding the Gentiles that you too, remember, you are not just a castaway. You too have been brought in because of your faith in Christ. You also become part of this, of the inheritance that God has for you. He said you were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. He says when you believe, you were marked with him with a what? With a seal. The promise, Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guarantee, guaranteeing our inheritance and redemption. This is a powerful word here. A promise guarantee. When we first came here, after 2 years, my wife and I said, "Hey, let's get a house for ourselves. Let's buy a house." Okay. We spend decades with you with the mission, and we have to support ourselves and trust God. But here we are, believing in God for a house. We got one. We've been living there for the last 9 years. But there is something. In order for you to purchase something, you have to put down a what? A deposit? Yeah? It's because you want this deal. You pay a down payment, a deposit. Or as an ancient term, an arabon, which seals the deal. It secures your place or your ownership over that, even though you haven't paid it in full. But the time will come when you will pay it in full. And he says that the Holy Spirit that God gave us, the gift, an incredible gift, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, God himself, as a guarantee, as a deposit. It means that God is committed to us all the way to bring everything to fulfillment in what his, in his plan in our lives. That is an amazing thing. He sealed us. What makes Christians distinct from others is because the Spirit of the living God dwells in us, is with us. And then he, not only that, but also he gave the Holy Spirit to us as a guarantee to seal his commitment, his covenant that he has with you and I. I want us to be reminded of that. Look at that. Just on this verse we just read, verses we've read, is full of this. His glory in Christ, in him, his will, his blood, his grace. He destined us in Christ, through Christ. Amazing. in him according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will. We who first hope in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory. In him also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee for our inheritance until we acquire possessions of it to the praise of his glory. The scope of his blessings here is God's, you and I are God's possession. You and I, we depend on the will of God. And we are God's people, and we live for God's glory. Remember what Christ has done for us. It's not just Christ himself, but the whole Trinity. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We read this verse in chapter 1. They are all involved in bringing us to our inheritance. Remember, you were adopted. You are not on the outside looking in, but you've been included. You've been included and accepted in the family and the promises of God. Remember that today. When we go through the book of Ephesians, get ready. Because the enemy doesn't want us to know the truth that are written here. The truth of who we are in Christ. So, if you don't believe in yourself, you better do now, today. If you're feeling inferior about who you are, you better rejoice today. Embrace the truth of how much the Father loves you and accepted you, and he included you in his family. Amen? Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. This is not human words. They are your truth. Your promises to us never fails. We want to thank you that you show kindness and mercy to us, and you brought us in to be part of your kingdom, your inheritance, part of your family. I pray for us, I pray for the church, that we will continue to walk in security, in our security in you, because of all that you have done for us and all that you are going to do in the coming days, in the coming months, in the coming years, that your favor be upon us. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. And all the people say, amen.